The University of Alaska is wading through the impacts of national health care reform legislation. The university is one of the state's largest employers and insures about 10,000 people when dependents are included. UA System Director of Benefits Mike Humphrey says there's still a lot of uncertainty about how the national overhaul will affect the university.
The new law addresses everything from a 10% tax on indoor tanning salons to dependent coverage age limits, how to handle preventive benefit, taxes on the value of the healthcare plan, and taxes on high wage earners. And until Health and Human Services writes the final regulations, a lot of us are still trying to figure out what the additional questions are that need to be asked of Health and Human Services so we understand how to implement it.
Humphrey says the university is tapping national consulting firms to sort out the impacts of healthcare reform. He says one of the most immediate effects will be an increase in the age of dependents allowed on employees' health insurance.
Starting July 1 of 2011, for the University of Alaska's plan, we will have to cover dependents up to age 26. So obviously, anytime you expand the number of individuals on the plan, you expand the cost.
Humphrey sent out an email to UA employees last week indicating the upcoming dependent limit change from 24 to 26 years of age. He says it's unclear how many new individuals the increase will add to UA's insurance plan, how much costs will go up, and how that will be distributed between the university and employees. There are other key questions about reform impacts on UA's high-quality healthcare plan. Humphrey says it's unclear how the legislation's tax on so-called Cadillac plans will affect the university.
The Cadillac plan provision doesn't come into effect until the year 2018. So between now and then, I fully anticipate that we'll see additional legislation, additional modifications, and it could possibly be that the caps that kick in for what is considered a Cadillac plan will also be increased. So we'll just have to wait and see.
With no immediate impacts aside from the increased coverage of dependents, Humphrey says the University of Alaska has time to study, work with consultants, and put together a business plan and budget to accommodate the changes. He says reform legislation aside, the cost of health insurance is already going up. UA employees are looking at a new round of hikes beginning July 1st.